Praise the Lord. Welcome to Baltimore BCFC. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Welcome to our 2 o'clock service. And we got some, as the pastor said earlier, we got some nuggets to share with you. And we're going to share these nuggets. It's going to be about faith. I've been studying faith for the last, over 7 days. I just really put my whole heart into it. So let's have a word of prayer. Father, we thank you, we praise you, and we honor you, Lord. Lord, we glorify your name. We thank you, Lord, for what you're going to do here today. We thank you, Holy Spirit, that you're with me. We thank you, Holy Spirit, that you will speak through me. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for sharing your revelation and the knowledge of the Father. In Jesus' name, we bless your name. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Well, we're going to talk about faith. Without faith, we cannot please God. And let's open now. First opening will be Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 1. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Okay. Now, faith here is the evidence. If we use our faith to believe God for healing, then we're going to have to have faith in order to believe. First of all, we have to believe first, and then the manifestations comes after the believing. You cannot get anything from God without faith, because he tells us in that same chapter in Hebrews 11, verse 6, but without faith it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. But he says that you can't please him, but he put some demands on his word here, because he said down at the bottom there, he said you have to be diligent. You have to diligently seek him for what you want from God. So once you diligently seek him, then he's willing to answer your prayer. But let's look at, let's go to now there's another translation I like to read, Maffatt. It's M-A-F-F-A-T-T. Do you have that translation? I wrote it down just in case, but I'll read it. If you have it, you can put it up. It says, now faith means that we are competent of what we hope for, convinced of what we do not see. So we have to have the faith, you have to be competent. So without faith, it is impossible to please him. But that's, so, okay. So what he's saying here is that you have to be competent that what you believe in for, that you can get from God. What if it's healing, you have to believe that you have the healing before it's manifested. You have to believe that you have it now, because the word of God says now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So now you have it now. You don't have it down the road. So now, if a person is hoping, then hope says, well, I believe I'm going to get it somewhere in the future. But faith is now, this very second. Faith is right now. Faith is present right now to heal, to do whatever you need from God. But hope says, I believe I'm going to get it sometime in the near future. See? So let's go to Mark 11, verses 23 and 24. Mark, oh, we're here. For surely I say to you, whoever say to this mountain, be removed and be thou cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. So here in verse 23, he says three times to say with your mouth. You have to say it with your mouth. You have to believe it. Say with your mouth. Three times he says say, and then one time he says believe. Okay? Verse 24. Therefore I say to you, whatever thing you ask when you pray, believe that you received them. And you will have them. So here again, he's saying, believe. The believing comes before the having. So you have to have faith in your heart. Now, the word of God, faith will grow out of the word of God. But you have to feed your faith. You have to constantly feed the faith or exercise the faith. Now, people who, like I got my son, my grandson, I mean, they work out for hours. You know, I can't do that anymore, but I do get up and do 30 minutes. But they just work their muscles. Because if you don't work the muscle, then you'll lose the muscle. So faith is the same way. It grows out of the word of God. So how do we exercise our faith? Well, depends on what's going on. What do you need? I was just working on this message the other day on Thursday, and I had a pain came to my knee. Now, the devil is going to test you. Anytime you're doing anything for God, the devil is going to come and test you right away. He's going to see if you for real or you just, because he's going to try to stop you. So I was working on sitting at the table, and all of a sudden, a pain came in my left knee. And I know I don't have any knee problems and never have, never will. So all of a sudden, the pain just came. I said, That's I don't get knee pain. And I said, that's the devil. I said, I just kept what I did. I lifted my hand. Lord, I worship you. Lord, I worship you. Lord, I worship you. And I worshiped the Lord for about 10 minutes. And then I said, now I rebuke this pain in the name of Jesus. And I forbid you to come back. Amen. In Jesus' name. And the pain, just like, and I knew it was a spirit because you know what? The way it left, it left like this, like a long spirit. It just left. And I could feel it leaving my knee. So, and then I said, I believe according to Isaiah 53, verses 3, 4, and 5, I have my healing now. And the pain completely went away. Didn't feel it anymore. Last night, the pain came in my left shoulder. I did the same thing. I said, pain, you are not, this is the temple of God. You don't have any rights here. You have to leave. I prayed about it. I worshiped God about it. And then I said, I believe I have my healing now. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for. Faith is the evidence. If the evidence, so if you pick up on this, and I picked up on it, I've really been getting into this, and I saw it for the first time in a long time. Faith is the evidence. Faith is like having money in your pocket. Yes. Faith, if you have money in your pocket, you don't have to say, well, if I had the money, I would do this. You have money in your pocket. You know it's there. Faith is the same way. You can take that faith and take it to the bank. Faith, if you just believe. But what I have to do, we have to meditate on the word. We have to believe the word. And then also you have to water the word. How do you water the word? You water the word with praise. Lord, praise you. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I bless your name. Lord, I honor you. Lord, I thank you for healing my leg. I don't have any evidence at this time that I'm healed. But if you will keep thanking him, keep watering the word, keep sowing the word, then God will honor your words. You know, there's power in the tongue. The scripture says, life and death is in the power of the tongue. There's created power in the tongue. Amen. And you create your own world. You create what you say out of your mouth. You know, I was driving to North Carolina and I stopped at the men's room and left my phone in there. I could have said, well, by the time I get back there, I know the phone is gone. And you know what? Immediately, the phone would have been gone. Immediately. But I didn't let negative words come out of my mouth. I said, Lord, cover that phone. Drove back 40 miles all together, because on 95, you can't turn around. You got to go 10, 15, 20 miles for your journey. So 40 miles took me about 20 minutes or 40 minutes. Went back, asked the lady, did anybody turn? She said, no. Then someone turned in the phone, but it wasn't my phone. So I told the lady, I said, could we go to that bathroom where I left the phone? And she said, yeah. She walked with me. There were two people in the bathroom. And when they came out, she asked the lady, said, did you see a phone in that bathroom? The lady said, no. When she closed the door and we opened the second door, there was the phone. There was the phone. But if I had said something negative out of my mouth, the phone would have been taken away. But I didn't allow that. I didn't speak anything negative. You know, people say, well, that tickles me to death. What you doing? You speaking death over your body. You speaking death to yourself. So you have to watch your words. I watch my words. I try to anyway. I try not to speak anything negative, and I don't speak anything negative. And if someone was to speak something negative over my family, over my children and grandchildren, they got to fight. Because we're not going to put up with that. We as Christians, God calls us to righteousness. He calls us to just. The just shall live by faith. So if you are a just person, then you have the right. You know, we have a blood covenant that was paid for by Jesus' blood. You have the right to go to Deuteronomy 28 and claim the first 1 through 14. You have that right. It's a blood covenant. And when we start to believe this blood covenant, which is this Holy Bible, when we start to believe this, then you can live a better life. Because Jesus said, I came that you might have abundant life. So living in pain, not having your bills paid, that's not abundant life. That's not abundant life. Amen. He said, you've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Yes. So if we've been redeemed by his blood, the blood paid for us, we need to start believing that. And the sooner we start believing that, the better off our lives going to be. We're not going to put up. You have to fight. The scripture said, fight the good fight of faith. Now, you don't fight the holy, you don't fight demons. God don't tell us to fight demons because they already been defeated. Jesus defeated them for us. He said, fight the good fight of faith. But the devil's going to challenge you on every front. So you have to fight the good fight of faith. And how do you do that? With the word of God. I believe I have my healing. I believe by faith that it is mine. You know, last year, about the middle of the year, I was working in Washington and going to and fro on the George Washington Parkway. There's a bridge that's in Virginia, and it goes, and you can see, and they don't have a high retainer wall there, so you can see all over in the valley. And one night I was driving there, and fear just came all over me. And I said, wow. I said, where is this coming from? And I never had fear like that. But, you know, every time I would cross that bridge, I would get fearful. So I had to fight. I said, Lord, you have not given me a spirit of fear. You've given me power, love, and a sound mind. And I kept quoting that. And every single time I go across that bridge, I just kept quoting it. I just kept quoting it because the devil was continually to give me fear. I said, I'm not going to have fear. And so when I would quote that, it would calm down. But I was still just was feeling there was fear there. Like I'm going to run over there down into that cliff. And I kept fighting. Like I said, the devil is going to fight you on every front. With your healing, whether it's finances or physically or mentally or socially, he's going to fight you. And so I kept rebuking. I kept saying that scripture. I kept repeating it. And then all of a sudden, one day I went across the bridge. There was no more fear. So you have to fight with the word of God. You can't fight. Well, you can't use your own words. If you're trying to fight the devil with your own words, well, then you're not going to do anything. Well, devil, don't bother me today. You know, I got to go across this bridge. That's not going to work. God has not given us a spirit of fear. Hallelujah. But you have to take it by faith. You have to take it by faith. Now, let's go to, what's the next? I'm going to show you three types of faith here. Let's look at, and the title of my message is, What is Faith? What is faith? Let's look at Matthew 8. Now, let's look at Matthew 14:31. Now, immediately Jesus stretched out his hand and caught him. This is Peter. This is the account where they're on the water. And Jesus comes walking on the water, and they think it's a ghost. And he said, well, can we go back maybe 2-3 scriptures, please? I should have put the above scriptures on there, but I didn't. I think maybe it's like, okay. No, that's the centurion. We don't want that one. We want Matthew 14:31. But can we go back a couple of scriptures in 14? Okay, so let's go with this. So he said, come. And when Peter had come down out of the boat, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. Next one. But when he saw that the wind was boisterous, he was afraid and began to sink. he cried out, saying, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched out his hand and caught him and said to him, O ye of little faith, why did you doubt? Now this is little faith. This is little faith. Why did you doubt? Now, let's look at Matthew 8, verses 8 through 10. Okay. When Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to those who followed, Surely I say to you, I have not found such great faith, not even in Israel. Now, this is the account of the centurion. For the lack of time, I didn't put down all that because I know we couldn't get through all of them. So here, the centurion has great faith. Great faith. Could you go down one more, please, to 11, verse 11? And he said to, and I say unto you that many will, okay, we don't want this. But anyway, the centurion had great faith. This is the centurion, where Jesus said, I have not found such faith in Israel, but he said, this man has great faith. Then he told him to go home. As you have believed, your servant was healed. His servant was grievously in pain, laying at home. And so Jesus healed him because he saw what great faith he had. So now we look at Peter. Peter had little faith. And the centurion, he had great faith. Okay, now let's look at, if we look at John 20. John 20, verses 24 through 29. We're going to look at Thomas. But Thomas, one of the 12, called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said to him, We have seen the Lord. But he said unto them, Except I see in his hand the print of the nail. Excuse me. The print of the nail, and put my finger into the print of the nail, and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe. And after 8 days, again, the disciples was within. Excuse me. Excuse me. Wow. The middle and said, Peace be a, okay. 20, okay, what verse I was on? Okay, 27. Then he said to Thomas, Reach hither thy finger here and look at my hand and reach your hand here and put it into my side. And do not be unbelief, but believe. Answered and said to him, Why, my Lord and my God? Jesus said to him, Thomas, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet believe. Okay, so Thomas' faith here is sense knowledge faith. Thomas is working on his senses, common sense. Oh, thank you. Thank you. See, so Thomas is working, he's seeing things, he's working on two things here, sense knowledge and feeling. He said, unless I can see, other words, he's not using heart faith. He's using mental assent. He's not even thinking in terms of what the disciples had said. He wouldn't even believe them. He said, unless I can see, put my finger and thrust my hand into his side, he said, I won't believe. So he's working on sense, knowledge, faith, and he is working on feelings. And I cannot go by my feelings. Now, I could allow my knee to continue to hurt and sit there at the table and I'm reading God's word and then use his word. What good would the word be? You know, I was thinking the other day, just sitting there thinking about the word of God, and I think about how many people have really just stepped on the word of God. When we have a blood covenant, blood was shed for us. And we do not take time to go ahead and claim these promises that God has given us. I'm wondering, will God at the last day when we stand in front of him, will he say, well, you know, you had my word, but you didn't take your rights. You didn't take it. I shed my blood for you. I hope he don't say to me, away with you. So Thomas here, now let's look at, Thomas is using sense knowledge faith. He's not using any faith at all. Now let's look at the Abraham faith. Let's go to Romans 17. Romans 1:17. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. Are we the just? So we have to live by faith. We have to do things. Everything is based on faith. The scripture said, and I didn't put it down on this, but it said, if it's not faith, it's sin. So that's what we need to go on. If it's not faith, then it is sin. So you believe for strength. If you're believing for strength, the scripture said, the Lord is the strength of my life.
Amen.
The Lord is the strength of my life. And you know, but faith says, the Lord is the strength of my life. Whom shall I be afraid? Okay. Psalm 27:1. You know, faith sees the problem. Faith sees the answer for every problem. Faith sees the answer for every problem.
Amen.
You pray for pain in your body. Faith says, I am healed. Faith says, according to Isaiah 53, verses 3, 4, and 5, according to 1 Peter 2:24, that he himself bore our sin in his own body that we might live unto righteousness. And he took our sins away so that we could have a pain-free body. He bore it. Faith says that I walk by faith and not by sight. So you're going to have to believe that you have the thing that you're praying for. If it's finances, you have to believe first before you see it. You have to believe before it's manifested. Okay? So I walk by faith. I have no evidence of my healing at this time. But I keep claiming it. I keep watering the word. I keep sowing the word. And because I have it when I pray. In Mark 11, that Jesus said, you got to simply believe before you receive. That's what he's saying. Okay, let's go to Philippians 4:19. For we pray, you know, we are praying here, if you're praying for finance. Philippians 4:19 says, and my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. So faith says you have it. Faith says you have it. Faith says the money will be there when you need it. Now, all the time when we pray, everything is not instant. It's not just instant. You know, you might need money next month for a big bill. So you start praying today. And most of the time, just like healing. Now, all the time, healing is not instant. It's not just instant faith, instant healing right there. No. It takes time. God do a little bit at a time, a gradually healing. So you keep watering the word. Because it didn't happen right then, that does not say that God is no longer on the throne or God can't heal. God didn't leave the throne. He didn't leave his healing power and say, I'm going to take a day off, I'm going to break, you know, and I'm not going to heal anybody today. No, healing is always available. Finances might take more time. Because I heard a man say one time, God spoke to him. He was praying about his finance. And God spoke to him, and he said, well, you know, I don't have dollars here. If I rain down dollars from here, I would be a counterfeit. So God is not a counterfeit. And then the last one would be Psalm 23, verse 1. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. Faith says that the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. Amen. I have it now. It is mine. Praise God. Amen. Let's have a word of prayer. Father, we thank you. We praise you for your word. We thank you, Lord, for what you have shown us today. We thank you, Lord, that we will walk by faith and not by sight. We will believe your word. In Jesus' name, we bless your name. Amen and amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen.
Bless the name of God for this wonderful message for Brother Donald. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Can we give a hand to the Lord Jesus Christ for his life? In Jesus' name. Amen. Let us collect our offering for this afternoon in Jesus' name. Let us give thanks. Father, we thank you for providing for all our needs. We thank you for that we are returned to you. What is yours? We thank you for the privilege to give to you. And to as we give, you bless us. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.